Good morning, Church Creek. It is Saturday, July 11th, and I wanted to share with you a few thoughts from God's Word about love from John 13 and from 1 Corinthians 13. In John 13, Jesus has just washed his disciples' feet. He's about to go lay his life down for his disciples, and he shares this with them. He says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." And so Jesus is talking about the logic that the world is justified in having, that that they will see unity and love in the church and draw from that the conclusion that they're genuinely followers of Christ, that they're like the one that they follow. From 1 Corinthians 13, Paul says something similar. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. And so just to summarize what Paul said so far in this chapter, if we have all manner of sacrifices in the Christian life, but we fail at just this one point, we fail at love, we've missed the boat. If we have all kinds of abilities in the Christian life, apparent abilities in the Christian life, but we lack this one ability to love others, we show that our faith is not genuine. We show that we've missed the boat altogether. Because the gospel is powerful. If we lean and rest upon the Lord Jesus Christ as he's freely offered to us in the gospel, that leaning, that resting, that life in Christ cannot be without power. And the way that that vitality in Christ evidences itself is in love for one another. Well, Paul describes love here. He says, "Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." It's easy in this current context of regulations about COVID-19 to have tensions. And I think Church Creek, as well as many other churches, or perhaps most other churches, have these same tensions. There's those who advocate for more safety and want to err on the side of caution, and there are those who advocate for more freedom. And it's encouraging to me that I hear both sides at Church Creek thinking through their position, advocating for their position from God's Word. I wouldn't want them to do otherwise. I want them to think biblically. And the challenge that we have is that when we hear somebody who draws a different conclusion, advocating for their position, it can sound to us like they're shaming us, as though we don't really believe the point of God's Word that they're pointing out. For instance, those who advocate for more safety might do so from the Sixth Commandment, Exodus 20, which of course means that you should just not only avoid taking life, but that you should preserve life. That's what our Westminster Shorter Catechism and Larger Catechism points out as necessary implications of the Sixth Commandment, that we should preserve life, that we should be safe and not endanger the lives of others. On the other hand, those who advocate for safety, for freedom rather, and freedom from regulations, will point out passages like Psalm 91, and speak of the sovereignty of God and the importance of worship. And in advocating for those things, it can sound to those who want to err on the side of caution as though the freedom folks are saying they don't really believe in the importance of worship. The safety folks don't really believe in the sovereignty of God. Well, we shouldn't hear that. If we're to walk in love with one another, it's important to bear in mind what Paul is saying in 1 Corinthians 13. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It's important as we walk in love and would walk in unity with one another that we bear all things, that we not be easily angered, as it's put in the NIV in that verse, irritable or resentful, that as we hear someone else advocating for their point from God's word, that should be a joy to us, that we hear our brothers and sisters in Christ seeking to think biblically about that point. And so I want to encourage myself and all of you at Church Creek to love one another, to not be easily angered with those of another point of view, and to give leniency, to give room for different views. This is a point where God's people differ in their emphasis worldwide and in our church. And there is room within the kingdom of God for genuine followers of Christ who love the Lord Jesus, who honor his word, who want to be under the authority of his word and follow that word as closely as they can to still arrive at different positions. And so let's not think evil of the other side just because they come to a different conclusion. And let's not hear their reasoning from God's word as an accusation against ourselves. But let us love one another and walk in unity. Even as Christ has laid down his life for his disciples, even as he's washed his disciples' feet, so let us love one another, laying down our lives for one another, and being concerned to support and uphold and pray for one another. I love you all, and I miss seeing you. I miss being with you, and it's a grief to all of us when we see tensions in the church. We all want this unity, and I think that this encouragement from God's word is a helpful step in stepping towards that unity. The Lord be with you all.